Burke Waldron remembers the last time he policed the streets of Bethel. In 1996, the Bethel police were sorely understaffed, and Waldron was one of several troopers who flew in to assist the department. For about 6 weeks, Waldron worked alongside the city's police officers, like an old-fashioned beat cop.
I was driving around the car, responding to calls, and I had a blast. I enjoyed the heck out of it.
That was 20 years ago. In the years since then, Waldron moved through the ranks, working as both a state trooper and then moving to the wildlife troopers. He oversaw internal affairs investigations and monitored budgets. In 2007, he became the wildlife trooper's operations commander, managing their boats and aircraft across the entire state. Waldron says he spent brief stints in Bethel throughout the course of his investigations, but at this point, he hasn't been back here in over 10 years.
It's been quite some time. I know that Bethel has changed drastically since I've been there last.
Waldron retired from the troopers in 2015. He started working for them again earlier this year as a background investigator, but for the past few years, he's mostly worked as a big game hunting guide and gold miner. He says he was compelled to come out of retirement when he heard that Bethel was looking for a new acting chief. He sees it as an opportunity.
A police executive position, you know, kind of the next level up for me. So it just poses a challenge in that regard for me. And I like challenges.
While the city has conditionally offered Waldron a job as acting police chief, he is still technically a candidate. The city council will vote to confirm his appointment on July 11th. City manager Pete Williams declined to speak with us about the confirmation, saying that Waldron's application process is ongoing. Waldron doesn't have any set plans yet for Bethel's police department. He says it's a little too early for that, and he wants to get his boots on the ground first. But he does know that he plans to look to the community for guidance.
And I look at the community as customers. We're delivering a product. So I certainly feel that the community should be hopefully active and collaborative with the police department.
Waldron will be visiting Bethel next week, and he says he's looking forward to it. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.